Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and Merry Christmas from the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, Pastor Jay here. Welcome to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. And believe it or not, we are 2 weeks away from Christmas. To be honest, I'm already starting to feel a little bit sad because I feel like it's going by so fast. But I just want to wish you a Merry Christmas and hope you're having a great holiday season from wherever you're listening to this. Also, I just wanted to mention quickly, we now have a website. Yes, we are slowly becoming a little bit more legit every day. But we have a website. It is thedailysabbath.com. And basically, we've just centralized everything there. So if you want to ask a question or leave us a message or record a guest devotional or buy me a cup of coffee or you want to contact me or even just listen to the podcast itself, you can find all of that there at thedailysabbath.com. Also, if you want to email me, the email address now is j@thedailysabbath.com. Also, just want to give a shout out to our sponsor for the month, our friends at Evermorn Supply. I've been sharing about them on the podcast and on the Instagram account. But hey, if you're somebody who is looking to get more organized next year, or maybe you want to get more serious about a couple of important goals or some new habits that you want to build into your life in 2022, this planner was created for you. And it's really a tool that's going to help you stay on top of that. I'll probably share about it more in the coming week, but it would be a great gift for somebody or a great gift for yourself just to help you achieve your goals and your resolutions this coming year. Also, while you're there, check out their greeting cards. I mean, all of us are gonna need at least 5 to 10 Christmas cards, right? And so why not get cards that were made by Christians for Christians and have a biblical message? And so go ahead and check out our friends at Evermorn Supply. You'll find the links in the episode description and make sure you use our discount code DAILYSABBATH so that you can get 15% off your entire purchase. All right, so with that being said, here is today's Christmas devotion. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." What is striking about the Christmas story is how backwards everything is. Everything you expect to happen is flipped upside down. Jesus the Messiah is born in relative obscurity to nobody parents from a nothing town in Galilee called Nazareth. And his coming is heralded by mystics from the east and lowly peasant shepherds rather than the Jewish religious leaders. In fact, on hearing the report of the Magi, the king of Israel, Herod, wants to eliminate the child. And God speaks warnings in a dream to the Magi, not the priests or the teachers of the law. And ironically, Mary and Joseph must flee into Egypt to escape the oppression from their own king. And it is the parents of Israel who suffer a tragic loss of sons because of the hardness of Herod's heart. It's all upside down. The people who should get it don't. And the people who should want him don't want him. And when the people of God refuse to represent his will and word, it can look like those outside the faith have more truth than we do, that they somehow represent Jesus more than we do. Because even if the children of God remain silent, the stones will cry out about the glory of God, or in this case, the pagans and the stars. But what's truly humbling is when you realize that even from the moment of his birth, Jesus was already dying to himself and on the path that led to the cross. And so your reflection for today is this. Is it possible that in any way we have become seduced with the desire for power and position like Herod? Or in any way have we become too comfortable and complacent like the religious leaders? May it never be that those who are outside the church look more loving and more compassionate and more sacrificial than those of us who are called by the name of Jesus. The closing song for this episode, O Holy Night, is performed by Ben Clement. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or you can buy Pastor Jay a cup of coffee. For more Daily Sabbath content, please visit our homepage at thedailysabbath.com, or you can find us on Instagram at Daily Sabbath. The soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, and yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. And fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night divine. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, and yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine. Oh, night, oh, night divine.